I want you to say with me. Say, I am coming out of debt. And I am staying out of debt. I am coming out of debt. And I'm staying out of debt. Come on, say it like you mean it. Come on, say it like you mean it. Convince your heart. Convince your heart. Convince your heart. I am coming out of debt. And I am staying out of debt. I am not just coming out. I am staying out. I am staying out of debt. I am coming out of debt. I'm staying out of debt. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you coming out of debt? Are you going to stay out of debt? Are you coming out of debt? Are you going to stay out of debt? In Jesus' name, I pray, God, that as you receive the word today, the grace will be given to you. You will cultivate the discipline and the commitment to come out of debt in Jesus' mighty name. When I was thinking about this message today, the first thing that the Lord impressed upon my heart was that I should remember how He had a plan to deliver you and I from the bondage of sin and the debt of sin, because we could not deliver ourselves. Debt is a bondage. Debt is what? A bondage. I don't know if word and sound is ready for me. Debt is a bondage. Debt is a burden. It's a burden that will not let you live the life that God has designed for you. Debt is a weight. Getting into debt is very easy. Coming out of debt is not easy. Look at that fellow. He's almost dying under the weight of debt. That's how many of us are. With what we are owing, we are almost out of breath. Life is ebbing out. Dreams are just dreams. They come and they die. Praise the Lord. God wants you to be financially free. God wants you and I to build wealth. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John, verse 2 or verse 1. You cannot be financially free and build wealth when you are in debt. You can't be in more debt and thinking that when I get into more debt, then I will come out of debt. In this part of the world we live in, debt is advertised to us every day. And also they present it like, well, there is a way for you to come out of debt. Just borrow more money. And you know, when you borrow more money, you are not coming out of debt. You are heaping more debt upon yourself. As a parent, when you heap up the debt, it will become a struggle to send your children to college. Then the children too, when they get to college, they now get into debt to study. It becomes a generational chain, which I pray that God will break off your life, off my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Debt is not a good thing. Debt is not a beneficial thing. getting store credits, buying goods on credit because you like it. You won't like to pay the money when the time comes to pay it. So God saw this burden, this debt with this man is like that sin upon mankind. And then God committed himself. He committed himself to it at a great cost. If you are going to come out of debt, you have to commit yourself to it. There is no simple way. There is no easy way to come out of debt. It takes commitment. God committed himself, whereby he sent his only begotten son to shed his blood for you and I. He paid the debt of sin that we could not afford to pay. But guess what? The debt of money that you have now, God is not obliged to pay it. God is only obliged to pay the debt of sin, which he has already paid. You know what the Bible says? And I'll read it from the Message Bible in Proverbs 22 and verse 27. It says, the poor are always ruled over by the rich. So, don't borrow and put yourself under their power. Did you hear that? Don't borrow and put yourself under their power. It is rich people who have money to lend. Just this last week, Chase Bank, in the second quarter of this year, made a profit of 8 point something billion. Whether it's second quarter or first quarter, I can't remember now. But 8 point something billion dollars. How? By servicing debt. By collecting money from people. By collecting money on credit cards, on car finance, store credits. You want to repair your car? The car guy will offer you credit to repair your car. All forms of credit. Except you want to be perpetually under bondage. I want to enjoin our young people here. Don't have a credit card. You don't need a credit card. Don't take the credit card Discover will send to you. Bank of America will send to you. All of them will send to you and they will tell you you are pre-approved for XYZ amount of money. Don't be tempted to take it. You don't need it. They are telling you to eat some of your future now. So when that future comes, you will not be like that man, carry that weight. There's something called cause and effect. Because you are under the power of death, what does it do? It diminishes your potential. Death diminishes your potential. The moment you dream, I want to do so and so, you just find out that because of the debt you are carrying already, you can't do it. It will be your pleasure to help the poor. It will be your pleasure to advance God's kingdom. But when you think about the debt you owe, the devil will whisper to you, you can't do it. Debt keeps pulling you down. You may appear glamorous on the outside, but you are dying on the inside. When the day comes for you or you're getting close to pay your debt, the debtors start calling, the creditors, they start calling you. You start having sleepless nights. How are you going to juggle it? How are you going to put it together? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Death turns you into a beggar. God did not create you to be a beggar. God created you to be a distributor. I didn't hear an amen. Amen. God did not create you to be putting out your hand. Hand me down, handouts. That's not the plan of God for any one of his children. Begging is not a lifestyle that God has designed for his children. But guess what? When you are under the weight and the bondage of debt, you become a beggar. You start begging your creditors. You start begging for anything. I pray that will not be your portion anymore from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Another thing debt does is, debt takes away your confidence. It takes your confidence. It steals it. If you look at it, if you look at the screen, we paint it black. Why? Why is it black? When confidence is taken, you are in darkness. When your confidence is stolen, you are in darkness. You are weak. You can't speak when others are talking. You will have no confidence to invest because you have nothing. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:35, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Do not throw away your confidence. When you start borrowing, you will be throwing away your confidence. Borrowing steals your confidence. The Bible says, don't throw it away. Your confidence has great reward. When you don't have confidence, when somebody knocks on your door, you are in trouble. When you don't have confidence, when a mail comes into your home, you have no confidence to open it, you are in trouble. I pray that your confidence will begin to be restored. In Jesus' mighty name. And guess what? Even anytime you feel like, you know what? Let me show confidence to my creditors. Guess what? They will call it a bad attitude. That's what they will call it. They will misconstrue it for arrogance. Look at this person, Owen, and he's still so arrogant. Look at the prodigal son. When he came to his senses, how did he go to his father? He went back begging. He went back begging. I pray that God will restore your confidence. I say God will restore your confidence. Last week, my last slide showed a peacock holding a key. And we wrote there, number one point, how to get out of debt. Is to get out of every bad debt. What is bad debt? Every debt is bad. Tell your neighbor. Every debt is bad. Every borrowing is bad. Say it like you mean it. They won't slap you. Tell them. Every borrowing is bad. There is no good borrowing. Borrowing is borrowing. Praise the Lord. We want to quote scripture. The man of God said, go and borrow many vessels. Not a few. Every debt is what? A time bomb. Can you see? It's a time bomb. It can go off any time. It can go off for any reason. The people you are owing can be bought over by another company, and the company that buys them over can liquidate you and say, we want all our money now. You can't pay monthly anymore. That's big problem. That's big, big problem. Praise the Lord. I want to repeat to you again. Borrowing will not make you financially rich. It will blow up in your face. Because You are not a master. You don't know how to handle it. Don't kid yourself. I know how to handle it. Some of us are living in a vicious cycle. I pray that that cycle be broken today. I said that cycle be broken today. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me give you a good advice. Stop buying what you have no money to pay for. You don't have the money to pay for it. Stop buying it. You can't afford it. Avoid it. You don't have the money. Don't buy it. This nation is a debtor nation. America is in trouble. Gazillions of dollars in debt. And we say we are the greatest nation in the world. We are not. We are a debtor nation. We are a owing nation. The money America holds, children that will be born 100 years from now cannot pay it. They said the economy is buoyant. Maybe in your house. Oh, tax cuts. I didn't see it. The other day I asked our church accountant, our external accountant. I said, so now that the government has cut taxes, how much will be added to my paycheck? He said, hold on. Let me calculate. He calculated, he said, $3. The economy is booming, isn't it? Praise the Lord. It's only booming for companies. It's only booming for those who have a company, who have a business, who have a profitable business. Praise the Lord. Stop buying what you have no money to pay for. That stock credit, cut it. Throw it away. Burn it. Have you checked the APR? Have you checked what they are charging you for that one shirt you bought? They will say, oh, you know what? We give you 30 days free. Don't pay anything. You know, many times 30 days always go past. And they load you quickly. Straight away. And then your eye will open. You see, my philosophy is, if you don't want to get into trouble, avoid it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Avoid it. Don't open your eyes and walk into trouble. That thing you want to buy on credit, do you really need it? If you don't have it, will you die? Some of us, we get into debt because of our children. Oh, our children need to have this. They don't need it. They don't need it. Children don't need everything. They will cry to you, mommy, daddy, do da 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 da. And then you go and buy it. But you are hoeing on it. And then 2 minutes after that, they want something else. Praise the Lord. You know one thing I found out? Stop buying clothes for your children in bulk. They outgrow them quickly. Amen? Huh? They do what? They outgrow them quickly. That jeans that is now ankle length is a style now. Let them put on their socks and their shoe. The socks will be showing. It's a style. When he almost grows to knee length, cut it into shorts. As long as their waist has not grown big. Praise the Lord. You have to be very creative. You have to be creative to recycle things that they have not outgrown.
If they don't need it, they don't need it. Amen? And you too, you don't need it, you don't need it.
At the beginning of this year, my wife and I, we made a statement to ourselves. We have failed sometimes. She has failed more than me. Praise the Lord. We argue about who has the most shoes. But my own shoes have been there for long. Praise the Lord. But the point is, the good thing with that is, we don't buy them on debt. We buy them with cash. Because if we can't afford it, then we can't afford it. Praise the Lord. But for me, I would rather invest it than spend it. I like to put money in different things so that when need time comes, I have somewhere to go and liquidate something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Credit buying and impulse shopping is not a smart way to spend your money. Credit buying, impulse shopping, you didn't plan for it. You have no need for it. Suddenly you just saw it, or somebody presented it to you. And I'm going to spoil business for some people here. You know I sell so and so. Look at it. Look, this one will fit you. This one, but you didn't need it. And then you buy it. You won't pay full price. That day you take it away on credit. Debt has spoiled and destroyed relationships. It has messed up relationships when you can't pay back. Money has destroyed homes, has destroyed friendship when you can't pay back. So I'm saying to you one more time, anything you do not have money for, you can't afford it. Avoid it by all means. God is calling you and I to an all-round behavior modification. Modification of our emotion towards things. Modification of our emotions towards money. Hallelujah. And guess what? Lenders, they are always stalking you. They are always stalking you. And they are doing it legally. There's nothing illegal about it. They can call you anytime. They will stalk you to give it to you. And they will stalk you to want to get it back from you. Immediately you see an email, you've missed your payment. Your credit card payment is overdue. You've missed your payment. Call us. Call us, oh. Call us. We are watching you. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm coming out of debt. Listen to this scriptural advice. Proverbs 6. Verse 105. It says, dear friend, I'm reading from the Message Bible. Dear friend, if you've gone into hock with your neighbor and locked yourself into a deal with a stranger, if you've impulsively promised the shed off your back and now find yourself shivering out in the cold, friend, don't waste a minute. Get yourself out of that mess. You are in that man's clutches. Go and put on a long face. Act desperate. If you are going to come out of debt, you must act desperate. If you are going to come out of debt, you must act desperate. If you are going to be financially free, you must act desperate. Don't procrastinate. Don't procrastinate. There is no time to lose. He said, run like a deer from the hunter. Run! Have you seen when the lion or the cheetah, the fastest animal on ground, is stalking gazelles,
Those gazelles, they find a way. They know there's something in them, an antenna that knows danger is near. They start running. That's how you need to run away so that you are not caught in the bondage of death. Praise the Lord. And guess what? If you have no guided plan to come out of debt, you'll be like somebody drowning. You'll be like somebody drowning. You don't have a plan. You don't have a getaway. You don't know what you are going to do. Look at it. Look at the guy. Look at how he's drowning. Many of us are like that. We are like that. But look at the lifeline. Look at where his hand is. You need somebody to guide you to where the lifeline is and bring you out. And I pray that by God's wisdom, God will bring you out. Amen. I said by wise counsel, you'll be brought out. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. That's not all. If you have no guided plan, you'll be like somebody who is lost in a maze. Hallelujah. Have you seen that one before? Look at the man. Look at him scratching his head. How do I get out of this? How do I find my way out? Tell your neighbor there's a way out. Come on, say to your neighbor there's a way out. You are coming out of debt. And you are staying out of debt. In Jesus' name. You can see where you are going. You can see the door. That's where I want to go. But then, it's so strenuous, so difficult. And that's why coming out of debt requires discipline. I'll say it again. You want to get out of that jail? You must be disciplined. You must be committed that I want to get out of it. And your discipline and your commitment is, I am not going to borrow anymore. I am not going to borrow anymore. Tell your neighbor, let them see your face. I am not going to borrow anymore. Even if I come to you, don't lend me. I am not going to borrow anymore. Discipline, commitment, and then you need a strategy, which I'm going to give you a few. God doesn't want you to serve any other master but himself. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 24, it says you can't worship two gods at once. Leaving one God, you'll end up hating the other. So, if your pursuit is money and you are in debt, you can't serve God well. Adoration of one, contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. Let me quickly give you steps to coming out of debt in the time frame that I have. Steps to coming out of debt. And this is extremely, extremely important. This is the simplest strategy. Discipline, commitment, strategy. Number one, as quickly as you can, save up your emergency fund. As quickly as you can, save up your emergency fund. Emergency fund, in my view, is at least a minimum of 3 months' pay. Or start with a minimum of $1,000. Save it up. Save it up. Put it somewhere. Be disciplined not to touch it. You know why? So when there is an emergency, that's where you go. Not to the bank. Not to your creditors. Not to borrowing. Borrow from yourself. Borrow, lend that money to yourself.
and be disciplined to put it back again. Strategy number two. I can't say this enough. Stop borrowing. You can't keep borrowing and think you will be financially free. No. Stop borrowing. Stop borrowing. Any borrowing. Stop borrowing. And then, because you are a child of God, point number three, pray about your finances. Talk to God about your finances. Search scriptures about your finances. God loves you. God cares for you. God wants to answer your prayers. God wants to hear your cry of help. Cry to God for help. Lord, I need your help. I am drowning here. Send me help. Now listen to me. If you are disciplined, if you are committed, then God will say, I can trust you. Praise the Lord. But you can't keep on borrowing and say, Lord, help me. And then you go and borrow again. Oh, Lord, help me. And then you go and borrow again. God is not going to answer that prayer. Because God is omnipotent, omniscient, all-powerful, all-seeing. He knows what you are doing right. He knows what you are doing wrong. The moment money comes into your hand, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is God the first that comes to your mind? Is your tithe the first that comes to your mind? Seek the face of God. God has all the answers. Hallelujah. God has all the answers. You young students, you just graduated, you are receiving your salary. Begin to save your emergency fund and don't borrow. Your student loan, I'll talk about that all in the park in a minute. Number four, there are some things in your house that you don't need. Do estate sale. Did you hear me? Do estate sale. Garage sale. I prefer estate. We don't live in a garage. Put a sign out there. There are professional people you can call. Just tell them, okay, whatever we sell, you get 10%, blah, blah, blah. They will do the promotion for you. They will bring people in. Do the sale. Things you know you don't, they've been there for years, but you don't need them. Let them go. Whatever they offer you for them, take it. Take it and put it towards your debt. Am I helping somebody? Oh my God. Am I helping somebody? Point number five. And this is important too. You are drowning in debt. You are working. Your salary is not enough. Get some overtime. Overtime that will not interfere with your service with God. I had to add that one there. Overtime that will not interfere with your service with God. Go and work. Get another job. Just because you need to be free. Just think about it. If you have no bills to pay. I'm looking at it soon. Whereby I won't have any bills to pay. The other day, we want to move from our house. We want to buy a new home. I think maybe some kind of oxygen entered my brain at the time. But when I came to myself, I'm like, for what? So that I will now put more pressure on myself? Start a new mortgage? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm comfortable where I am. Praise the Lord. That house, by the grace of God, when we are able to pay it all off, can you imagine that money? That bulk money. And I can invest it in something worthwhile that can turn into $1 million. You just see me come to church. The Lord is good. Praise the Lord. This one I'm saying, praise the Lord. I won't do that.
And then the Lord is good. If you like to answer, fine. If you don't like to answer, no problem. I'm okay. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord.
Now, finally, when it comes to that debt, take a pen and a paper. Listen to me. This is your discipline. This is your commitment. And this is your strategy. Take a pen, a piece of paper, write down all your debt. All your cards, write them down. Start from the lowest to the highest. Write your mortgage. How much you are owing, how much you are paying. Now the first thing you do to start getting yourself out of debt is go to the list of your cards. Go to the list of your debt. Your student loan, write it there. The list of all those debts, that's the one you need to attack first. There's what is called a snowball effect. Don't go to the big one. It will weigh you down. Pay the minimum on all the rest. Pay the minimum on all the rest. The money you have left, attack the smallest one first. Sometimes the smallest one can take you 3 months. The moment that is gone forever. Praise the Lord. Then take the next one that is least. That's why you have these stairs. Start here. Then go here. Then go here. Then go here. Until you get to the top. You see the door. I see you free. Amen. Oh my God. I see you free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Attack the least one first. Then the next least one. Then the next one. Until you get to the bigger one. Let me tell you. It takes time. Commit to that time. Give yourself that time. By the time you look back, if you listen to this teaching throughout this series, I'm going to give you ideas. I'm going to give you pointers. If you do them, I can assure you, you are on your way to be financially free and you'll be on your way to build wealth. Hallelujah. Has that helped somebody? Has that helped somebody? If you need more counsel, call me. We'll spend time together. We'll spend time together. I will put you through what I know. Praise the Lord. And I know it works. It works for me. And I know it will work for you. Amen. I want you to rise on your feet. Say with me, by the grace of God. Come on, say it like you mean it. By the grace of God, I will be disciplined. I will be committed to come out of debt from today. I will not borrow anymore because I am coming out of debt. So help me God. Say it again. By the grace of God, I will be disciplined. I will be committed to come out of debt from today. I will not borrow anymore because I am coming out of debt. So help me God. Say with me one more time, by the grace of God, I will be disciplined. I will be committed to come out of debt from today. I will not borrow anymore because I am coming out. I'm coming out of debt. So help me God. In Jesus' name.